an open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a big hello to all of you. Welcome to a Tuesday on Cleveland Browns Daily. Yeah, football's flying in the air. How did that happen? I'm going to express that to you in a moment. I'm Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Vic enjoying some vacation time here in the latter part of the month of June, and certainly hope you enjoyed yesterday and had a chance to hear our conversation about the rhythm and the vertical passing approach that the Browns will be looking at this year. As we chatted with Bernie Kosar, got a lot of comments with regard to that about BK's appearance on the show, as well as Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. And today, it's all about welcoming the rookies into the National Football League, National Football League Symposium style. I had a chance to be in Berea during the course of this morning as the AFC rookies convened. So that's all of the rookies, the draft picks, that have now gone through mini camps and their first organized team activities, and now have this six-week stretch being up. But the National Football League really, really puts together a tremendous symposium. It's all a part of the Play 60 Youth Football Clinic. And in just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear some of the thoughts and concepts of the Browns' first-round draft choice, number six overall, Barkevious Mingo. But the NFL chose the Cleveland Browns complex, and 300 local kids get a lot of insight into professional football, of course, with the newest ambassadors of the game, 254 rookies, the total this week in Berea. The kids get involved with interactive games and football skills, drills. They have a barbecue and, of course, an opportunity to chat with all the players. And I've got to tell you, I talked to a couple of young guys off microphone today, and I'm talking about rookies that are coming into the NFL, and while they were wide-eyed with regard to some of the messages they heard from the speakers today. Now, none other than Maurice Clarett was there today, the former Warren Harding and Ohio State standout, that shared his experiences of some of the pratfalls that can take place if you don't make solid professional choices at the beginning of your NFL career. Adam Jones, yes, formerly Pac-Man. He said no more Pac-Man. It is Adam Jones now. But as we know, Adam Jones ran afoul of the law a few times and succumbed to drug situations that had him suspended. And then the very, very, I think, moved the most NFL rookies were by Chris Herron. Remember Chris Herron, the young man that played for Jerry Tarkanian in college hoops at Fresno State and then had a shot with the Boston Celtics, but certainly had his demons and his battles with serious drug addiction. And he put his position out there for the rookies today. So it's something the NFL creates, and I think it goes a long way, and we hope that young men make very, very good and wise choices as they come into the league. So we're going to get into that today with Barkevious Mingo, and then a little bit later on in the show, I can't wait to chat with Darren Woodson, the five-time Pro Bowler. And if you like strong safety play, both in being physical and coverage skills, and I know then you'll appreciate as we discuss, we're going to discuss Ray Horton and the Browns' defensive culture and concept. And Darren Woodson has a relationship with Ray Horton from back in his playing days, and that's why I wanted to chat with the three-time Super Bowl winner of the Dallas Cowboys. So sit back and enjoy. It should be a tremendous ride here on Cleveland Browns Daily. As we said, all brought to you by Liberty Ford, Barkevious Mingo, right around the corner. The young man who, by the way, said and let us all know today that he thinks it shouldn't be a problem to get that Browns rookie contract signed and be ready to go for the beginning of training camp in a month. So that's coming up first. Darren Woodson a little bit later on. We think that you'll be certainly entertained, informed, and I hope energized by this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Let's get this rolling. On the other side, Barkevious Mingo, the Browns' first-round choice, the quarterback chaser out of Louisiana State. He comes up first on Cleveland Browns Daily. Don't go away. We get it rolling in a moment right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Tri-Baseball is in full swing, and there's only one place to get the best seats to see the streaking Indians, and that's Amazing Tickets and AmazingTickets.com. How about seats on the dugout to see the Tribe? You've got to call Amazing Tickets. Series against Detroit, Toronto, and Kansas City coming up for you. Amazing Tickets offers the best seats in the house and tickets that'll fit every one of your budgets. Visit their easy-to-navigate website to see the view from your seats. Call them 216-591-1800, 216-591-1800, or visit Amazing Tickets.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm turning off the seatbelt sign and inviting you to watch teams of 20 pull a Boeing 737 aircraft. It's for the 4th annual plane pull at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on July 13th. There will be food and free entertainment for the entire family. That said, I'll turn on the This is for Special Olympics Ohio sign and the Let's Have Some Fun sign. CLE. Going more places, more often.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Always excited to be with you Browns fans right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Glad you dialed by. Hope you lock in all week long with us, as while Vic Carucci's on vacation, we'll take you right through the end of this Cleveland Browns football week on Friday. Browns fans, about time for you to unite here in the summer months, I do believe. You can reserve your seats right now for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99. How about that for a Browns NFL deal? It's called the 3-game flex plan, and here's what it includes: the home opener against the Miami Dolphins, or games with division rivals the Cincinnati Bengals and Pittsburgh Steelers. Plus, you get choice of 2 additional terrific Browns home game matchups at First Energy Stadium. Gotta love that. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com on the website or call 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today. 3-game flex plan. Do it now at ClevelandBrowns.com. This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Quaker Steak and Lube. And as I mentioned, I had a wonderful visit with Barkevious Mingo earlier today at the AFC Rookie Symposium held for 300 local kids, part of the NFL's Play 60 Youth Football Clinic Initiative at the complex in Berea. I think all of you know the story about Barkevius Mingo. We had a chance to see him as the Browns' first-round selection in the recently completed mini camps. Two-time second-team All-SEC, very explosive edge rusher, and he seems to have absolutely the skill set and the requirements that Ray Horton demands to play one of those outside linebacking positions in the 3-4. I started my conversation with Barkevius with regard to the Play 60 Youth Football Clinic. Barkevius had big smiles on his face today as he was around the kids, and then the conversation will turn quickly to Ray Horton and this defensive scheme and how acclimated Barkevius Mingo feels. So enjoy my conversation with the Browns' first-round draft selection, Barkevius Mingo. Barkevius, how enriching is it to be allowed to be with the NFL and your indoctrination into the league and have this symposium about choices and ideals that you got to keep and being able to be with the kids? Have you found it to be very exciting, very enthusiasm for you?
We've been having a really good time. We've been taking a lot of information that's going to help us down the road. And just being able to come out here with these kids and just have fun with them, it's been a blessing. We've been just having fun.
The opportunity to listen to the Maurice Clarettes and the Eric Balls and share their experiences with you as you come into the league, how much you going to take that to heart in terms of that somewhat giving you a sense of direction with how you got to conduct yourself as a professional in the NFL?
It goes all back to choices, the choices that we make for the betterment of or the destruction of our careers. One of the guys that kind of, like I was telling everybody else, it hit home, and I keep saying it, but it really did, was Chris Herron. He was the guy that sat in our same seats, and he said adamantly that wasn't going to be him. He's not going to be that guy. He's not going to be the guy that's get addicted to drugs. He's not going to be that guy. I think his story, it kind of adds weight to everybody else's story because he sat in that auditorium. He said it wasn't going to be him, but it turned out that it was him. So it kind of makes you want to pay more attention to everybody else's story because it could be you, you know. So
you got a lot of that. I know Coach Miles in the system you played in college runs very much of an NFL-oriented system. What did you find through minicamp and through the OTAs that you got to participate in with Coach Horton in terms of your aggressive style and your particular skill set and how it'll fit with this Browns defense?
Well, the stuff that I did in college, my skill sets really, I think it goes well with Coach Horton's mindset. He loves to get after the ball. He loves blitzing. He loves disrupting plays and getting to the quarterback. And that's one thing that we did in college with John Chambers' defense. I can't really, I like to do it. I did it in high school, did it in college, you know. Get a chance to do it in the league. So it's just exciting, and I'm just ready to get it done.
That's what you're all about, Hev. You know, we know you're explosive off the edge with outstanding speed, and you're about to, getting to the quarterback. Have they already discussed or have you already kind of figured out for yourself that, alternative moves and being able to come up with that second and third move are going to be very important, regardless of whether you play the right side or left side against a left or right tackle? But how much of that has already been a part of your indoctrination into Coach Horton's system?
That's one of the things that we work on every day. Coach Baker, he's the guy that works out with the outside linebackers. And every day we get in this corner right here and we're doing drills. We're doing all those kind of things to make up for if your first move failed. You got to come up with something else. You hardly ever make it with your first move, but you always have a plan of attack to what you're going to do next.
Barkevius, I noticed in OTAs in pass drops. Now, that's something you weren't asked to do quite a bit in college. As we said, you were get up field and hit the quarterback. How did you find your experience there in terms of learning the nuances of linebackers' drops in the 3-4 and pass coverage and having to cover, whether it's a tight end, a running back, or even a slot receiver at times?
I think I did a good job at it. I felt good doing it. I felt comfortable. Obviously, it's something I have to work on more. To get fully comfortable with it, but I think it shouldn't be a big transition. It's coming fast. It really is, and and just keeping working on it, keeping that good work ethic and getting better at those techniques and all those kind of things, I think will make me a better player.
You seem to be extremely level-headed and well-grounded, and that's a tribute, again, to the Coach Miles, the system you played in, your family. Where you were drafted, though, do you at times try to have to tell yourself, I don't want to put any much undue pressure on myself, I just go about doing the things that I could do best, keep getting better every day. Is that a factor in terms of what goes on between your ears at times?
Well, definitely. My job is to do my best that I can do to help this team win games. They felt that I could do a good job at it. That's why it took me where they did. So it's my job to go out there and prove them right. My job to go out there and do my best to do whatever I can do.
Yeah. Last thing I want to hit you with this linebacking core. Now, you got the veteran with DaQuell Jackson. Paul Kruger brought in, Quentin Groves brought in, Jabal Sheard being asked to stand up. How do you view the linebacking crew overall in terms of having enough depth there that are going to be able to do all the things that Coach Horton demands with the system and play the attacking style you want?
Oh, we obviously got some very talented guys. Those guys have been doing it for a number of years, and they know exactly what they're doing and how to do it. They've been challenging us and teaching us tips to help us play better, and I think that's just a compliment to them. Those guys, they're already doing it, but they're taking their time to make us better, and that's what it's all about. It's about everybody trying to get better collectively and just go out there and do what they can on the field.
Markievicz, I noticed you had a great deal of fun out here with the kids. You look to me like you might have a coaching background in your future. Are you already starting to think about that?
Not really right now. you just got to have fun every now and then.
Yeah. I appreciate your time. Best of luck. See you during camp.
Thank you so much.
Big smile on his face throughout almost the entire session in the Play 60 Youth Football Clinic. A very, very bright and very forward-thinking young man. I think you're really going to enjoy Barkevius Mingo off the football field as well and what he brings to this Cleveland Brown defensive system. Hey, don't go away. When I get back right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's time to check your questions on Twitter, your thoughts, your ideas, some of the things that we've discussed and thrown out about your Cleveland Browns. We'll do that next. Ask Vic. In this case, on Twitter, at Michael Regai, right around the corner with you as Cleveland Browns Daily rolls on a Tuesday on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To buy a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Kalon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Yeah, traffic again. We've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Public cloud.
Cloud security.
Cloud app. Cloud sourcing.
Cloudware.
These days, a lot of people are talking about the cloud. At Kronos, we're actually doing something with it. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative time and attendance, scheduling, HR, and payroll solutions are helping organizations of all types increase revenues, lower costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's always a Cleveland Browns football day right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. I'm Michael Regai in for the vacationing Vic Carucci. Spent the day at the AFC Rookie Symposium at the Browns Complex and Lou Groza Boulevard in Berea. Had a terrific time and had a chance, as you'll hear a little bit later on this week, to hear from a few more of the Browns rooks as they went through the symposium, just as you heard from Barkevious Mingo here in the previous segment. Now, with Mingo, we focused, of course, on the defensive side of the football, and we're going to do the same coming up here in the latter half of the show when we chat with Darren Woodson, the outstanding 13-year, three-time Super Bowl champion, strong safety of the Dallas Cowboys. And now, of course, you see him on NFL Live. But now this segment is the one that you get me had to revved up about because it's the Ask Vic segment. And in this case, we go with Ask Michael as you get your questions at Michael Regai, at Michael Regai on Twitter. Some very, very good thought-provoking ones today, like the one from at LaCroix's Life, from our Cleveland Browns pal LaCroix, who tweeted at Michael Regai, who do I think might be the veteran presence needed to guide Josh Gordon back on the straight and narrow? Very interesting question, LaCroix. I would think right away, as I look, I want to look at that very same position that Josh plays, and I have a feeling that Devon Bess, the seven-year, now starting his seventh-year pro that came to the Browns via the Miami Dolphins, is going to be that guy in the wide receivers room. I also believe that all the Browns have to do is give a nod toward DeQuell Jackson's locker, and there will be a lot of sage wisdom and knowledge coming from that area of the Browns locker room with regard to Josh Gordon. And but let's hope. I mean, all of that having been said, let's hope that this isn't a situation, and I don't think it's going to be, where you have to constantly be worrying about and looking in the direction of Josh Gordon and holding his hand day in and day out. It can't be that. And it's something that that Josh Gordon, I think, he's going to have to assimilate for himself and make sure that he's making the kind of choices and decisions off the football field that don't have negative ramifications. I mean, that's the bottom line. We all know the young man can play. there's no question about what his capabilities are and what type of dynamic presence he can be. But he's got to be on the football field with a strong character that the Browns will demand to be able to get that accomplished. So, LaCroix, I do think in the room, the wide receiving core, Devon Bess, will be a mentor of sorts for Josh Gordon. And we appreciate the tweet from at LaCroix's Life. Also, I got a tweet from, speaking of wide receivers, from at B. Hazla 1, Brandon Hazla tweets at Michael Regai here on Cleveland Browns Daily. And he says, Michael, how deep is the Browns wide receiver core? So Josh Cooper has absolutely no shot at making the football team? Now, Brandon, I wouldn't say no shot, but I line it up this way. Now, usually, and I'm not counting Jordan Cameron and Gary Barnage and Kellen Davis, Brad, the tight ends here. I'm not counting them. Right now, usually you're going to keep five wide receivers. Five. Roll call. Josh Gordon, although he's suspended for the first two, I'm talking about totality of the season. Josh Gordon, Greg Little, Devon Bess, Travis Benjamin, and David Nelson. Nelson, we did not see in minicamp, but a 6'5", angular wide receiver who had a big year in 2011 with the Buffalo Bills. There's the five. Gordon, Little, Bess, Benjamin, and David Nelson. Now, possibly with Gordon down for the first couple of games, does that afford the opportunity for Josh Cooper or Jordan Norwood as another slot guy to make the 45-man on game day? Yeah. Yeah, although, again, it's going to be tight. And both Cooper and Norwood could ultimately get squeezed out of that five-man wide receiving rotation that I laid out. Travis Benjamin, as I mentioned, looked terrific in minicamps, tweeted out about that a lot as I saw the Browns pass game unfold with Benjamin a big part of it. So it's going to be a squeeze, and it's going to be competition very, very keen. And for Josh Cooper and Jordan Norwood, two young men, two slot receivers that are really going to have to fight for opportunity to be on this football team. Appreciate that tweet from Brandon Hazla. We're going to get into more a little bit later on in the show, so keep them coming. At Michael Regai. And as we'll wind up the show today, following our conversation with outstanding strong safety from just a couple years gone by, Darren Woodson, we'll get into that. Don't go away. Speaking of Darren Woodson, he's right around the corner next with yours truly, right here as Cleveland Browns Daily rolls on ESPN 850 WKNO.
The best truck deals of the year have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-150s in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings. Right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new F-150, or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's right, lease an F-150 for only $199. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
You spoke, we listened. The wings are back on the All-You-Can-Eat Wing Buffet. Join us every Tuesday beginning at 5 p.m. for All-You-Can-Eat at Quaker Steak and Lube. Mix and match breaded boneless wings, crispy Talon shrimp, grilled boneless wings, and our best wings USA. Served with never-ending lube chips and a free nacho bar. Quaker Steak and Lube is located in Valley View, Medina Township, Lakewood, Sheffield, Vermilion, Boardman, and Austintown.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
The Lake Erie Crushers are back at All-Pro Freight Stadium for a three-game series. Join us tonight at 7:05. It's 2 for Tuesday with a special $2 menu on select concession items. Tomorrow is Dollar Dog Night, and every Wednesday home game is also Senior Night. Seniors get a box seat for just $6, and fans of all ages can enjoy baseball bingo. Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays with dollar beer and fountain drinks. There's lots going on every night with the Crushers. For tickets, go to LakeErieCrushers.com or call 440-934-3636.
Hi, Gang Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Indians will continue their four-game series in Baltimore tonight against the Orioles. First pitch at 7:05. Justin Masterson will take on Chris Tillman. By the way, shortstop is Rugel Cabrera. Could be back in the lineup in the next game or two for the Indians, coming back from that injured quad. NBA draft just a couple days away. ESPN's draft insider Chad Ford projecting the wine and gold to take Kentucky big man Nerlens Noel. Go to ESPNCleveland.com right now. Get all the latest from Kenny Rhoda. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily with guest host Michael Reggi. I'm Dave DiNatale.
This is the segment of Cleveland Browns Daily where we get somewhat of the national perspective about your Cleveland Browns. Here's a vision I have from going back to the Dallas Cowboys winning Super Bowls. Everybody was all about Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin. What about the guys on the defensive side of the football? Well, this gentleman that you see as an outstanding analyst on ESPN, he was the leader of just that. I know you remember number 28 with the Dallas Cowboys.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Ford.
An absolute delight, a pleasure to chat with, in my mind, one of the finest to play the strong safety position we have ever had in the National Football League. You check him out as one of the key analysts now on ESPN, and I'm talking about the three-time Super Bowl champion and the five-time Pro Bowler, Darren Woodson. Darren, how are you, my man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Mike?
Great. How's the summer going? You getting some downtime, or are you already in full NFL mode?
I'm already there. It's already there, man. I mean, everybody's on break but us right now, so.
Sure.
You know how that works.
I know how that works. I was out at the the AFC Rookie Symposium that was here in Cleveland today. AFC Rooks in today, NFC on Friday. Darren, right up there, because of your valuable stature in the NFL, I think it's such a tremendous message now, and for having rookies come in and get the opportunity to learn about life choices they make and what's expected of them as an NFL player, because it's all about making sure you got your whole game covered. How have you found that from the league's perspective in terms of making young men understand what it's got to be all about coming into the game?
Yeah, I don't think it's I think it's a package deal. I think it's the great start is having the symposium and having guys like Brian Dawkins, who was there I think he's there this week, you know, a colleague of mine here, talk to the young kids. Guys like Chris Carter, who's gone through some ups and downs in his career, that has a ton of knowledge of, you know, what to do and what not to do as far as substance abuse is concerned. Herm Edwards, you know, in his speech, and I think his speech resonated last year as far as, you know, he told the guys, hey, with social media and Twitter, you know, before you press send, know what you're doing before you press in. I think, you know, there's a lot of guys that get up there and they speak. That's one thing, and hopefully that helps the young guys come in. But it's not just there. It doesn't end right there. It ends when, and it starts again when they get into training camp and listening to some of the veterans that make those mistakes. And I don't think it should be just on the players. I think it should be up to some of the veterans to take these guys in. Guys like Ray Lewis. You know, Ray Rice is up here today, and Ray Rice is up here in Bristol right now. You hear him speak on SportsCenter, and he talks about how big of an impact that Ray Lewis was on his career, not just on the field, but mostly off the field, and how you handle yourself, how to carry yourself, what to say, what not to say in the media. I mean, those are the little things that the veteran guys that you learn under can provide for you. And, you know, so it's a little bit of everything. And the organization also, the organization having, you know, ideas for the young guys and keeping them busy on days when they're off and, you know, those type of things. So it's a package deal. But they're young. Yeah, you know, hey, I came in the league, I was 22 years old and had a couple $1 million in my pocket. So, and, you know, that's a hard deal to have, is, you know, have money in your pocket and being that age and not knowing exactly what to do and wanting to have a good time. So it's dangerous. It's a dangerous mix.
Yeah, a lot of stories of today. Adam Pac-Man Jones there, Maurice Claret there, and Darren Chris Heron was there, of course, from the NBA world with the Boston Celtics, with his somewhat tragic story of drug addiction and how it took away his promising career. So, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more with regard to that. We're chatting with Darren Woodson. Woodson, of course, 13 seasons, Dallas Cowboys. I always said, listen, I've always been a big admirer. If you didn't like the run-stopping skills of a Darren Woodson and his pass coverage capabilities, then you didn't have an NFL pulse. But, Darren, the game, do you feel that you were in the NFL from 92 to 2004. Do you feel there was more latitude for you as a defensive football player in terms of your desire and want to play the game physically? Have the rules somewhat inhibited that in terms of defensive players?
Not only the rules, but the game itself offensively. The rules have definitely changed the way you play this game, and it's basically become the strong safety, the hard-hitting, in-the-box type of strong safety that we've all known over the years, the Atwaters of the world, the Roy Williams with the Cowboys, those big guys that lay those big hits, they're extinct now. That big, strong safety has to cover now. And so the old way of the drop-in-the-box guy, you know, he's gone. Because, see, now you have to cover because the offenses right now are spreading you out and they're figuring out ways to attack you. And if your guys, if your safeties can't cover, now there's a problem. So I think the game has changed offensively and also as far as the big hits in the middle of the field, the free safety or even the linebackers on the crossing routes, you have to know where you're placing your helmets nowadays. You can't just run in there out of control and throw yourself at a guy anymore. You have to try to find a way to hit him in the body, which is a hard deal, Mike, because when you're trying to change where you're hitting guys, you're either going to miss, one, and that's something that, you know, you miss, you get cut. That's just how it is. Mm-hmm. And two, if you hit him in the right spot sometimes and you're coming in with your own helmet, you hit him in the body in certain spots, you're going to knock yourself out. So, I mean, trust me, it is so much harder now to play the safety position as far as hitting people the right way than it ever was. Because I remember at a time in the 90s especially, Jimmy Johnson used to tell us, hey, I don't care how you get him down, get him down.
Yeah.
And that's how we played the game.
Yeah.
And so now you can't play with those rules anymore. It's a much more of an offensive game than it ever was when I was playing.
Yeah, well, and we're talking about Darren Woodson here on Cleveland Browns Daily. As I said, in my mind, one of the finest hybrid safeties ever to play in the NFL. Strong safety mentality physically, but the cover skills of a free safety as well. So, Darren, then, you, even though, you know, you made a good living, the money may be a little bit better right now, but because of the...
Oh, man.
Well, but my question was, because of the latitude that you had, you'll take the time you played during that era and not look back at it because of the latitude you had to play the game physically the way you wanted.
But I tell you what, though. I tell you, As far as the latitude I had to play the game back then, yes, I take that all day. But as far as the business side of things, the money, I would be at a premium right now as far as the safety position because I could cover and I could hit you in the running game. So I would be at a premium right now. So the money would be would have been much, much better nowadays than it was then. But again, hey, man, the NFL has become – for me, it's such a much more watchable game. Mm-hmm. And I understand the safety part of it. And everybody's upset about, you know, the big hits and the flags and all. I absolutely understand where the league is going as far as cleaning up the big hits.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely do. I just don't understand at times the big fines that come along with a bang-bang play. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're going to get flags because they're changing the game. But when you start taking money out of a guy's pocket in which he can't control his head and can't – it's such a quick second play where he can't put his in the right spot and their helmets meet and you find him $75,000, $80,000, that's hard for me to digest. That's the hardest part of this deal. I understand cleaning it up,
yep,
but don't take the money out of a pocket, of the guy's pocket.
Yeah, no, a very fine line agreed there. Darren Woodson, kind enough to share some of his time with us today before NFL Live on ESPN on the television side. Darren, the AFC North, as you know, historically defensively strong. I mean, who does it better than Pittsburgh and Baltimore with their capability and won championships? Five of them between those two football teams since 2000. Now, here comes Ray Horton in here to the Cleveland Browns. And Darren, you know, I love him because he says, listen, I want big guys that can run, and I want little guys that can strike you, that can be aggressive and attack. Do you believe that Ray Horton's philosophy in going to a 3-4 with pressure on the quarterback, is that going to manifest itself into something that you see that will make this Cleveland Browns defense very just intuitively better?
Yes, I do. And trust me, let's go back on Ray. Ray, when I came in at the Dallas Cowboys in 92, Ray Horton greeted me at the door.
Oh, yeah?
I was a young rookie.
Nice.
Ray was in his, I think he was in his 12th year or 10th year or whatever. I used to call him Methuselah. He was so old playing this position. But he taught me. He, and along with James Washington, taught me the game of football.
Mm-hmm.
It took me under their wing, like we spoke earlier. It took me under the wing, got me in the study room, and showed me the game. Ray was a coach before his time. While he was playing, he was a coach. Not only did he coach the secondary, but he coached the linebackers. He coached the D-line. So he was much more intuitive of the entire understanding of the game. If I could basically relate something to another sport, it would probably be Jason Kidd right now, you know, being a point guard, being able to see the entire field and understanding where everybody is in as far as basketball. I can understand why he has a head coaching job. But that's Ray Horton. Ray Horton really understands the game. And I know one thing about him. He wants to be aggressive from day one. But it's not just being about aggressive on the field. It's about changing the entire atmosphere and the entire culture with that defense to understand that they're going to be a little cocky, they're going to be a little, they're going to have some swagger to them.
It's all right. You want an edge, right?
You do.
Yeah.
You do want to be a little edgy, and that's the reason I loved to hire when they brought him on. I mean, absolutely loved it. I loved it when he was in Arizona, but when he came to Cleveland, I totally understand the mentality of what they want in Cleveland. They want a guy like Kruger on the outside that's going to pressure the quarterback. He wants guys flying around to the football. He wants you stripping the ball while you're at practice. That's going to happen. So whatever happens at practice carries on over to the football field, and that's why I like that hire. I think he's a guy that, great defensive coordinator, but he's a guy that's an aspiring head coach at some point in his career.
Great to be chatting with the Dallas Cowboys all-time leader in career tackles. And as I mentioned, five-time Pro Bowler, three-time Super Bowl champion. Check them out all over the ESPN family and networks now. The outstanding talented safety, Darren Woodson. Darren, Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden has shown the capabilities and the unique skills it takes to be a dominant corner in this league. Darren Woodson, though, what does he need in year four to make sure that's universally known for him to be associated with the best on the corner in the National Football League?
I think he needs to do exactly what he's been doing. Joe Hayden's made a name for himself around the league as an aggressive corner. a guy that will take chances at times, but he's a guy that plays with a ton of confidence, and he's a guy that plays with great technique. And I watched that game last year, in particular when he came to Dallas, saw him, you know, firsthand. The Browns came to Dallas. He didn't play in the game, but you could see him on the sideline pacing up and down. He wants to play, and that's what you want. You know, they always say 50% of it is just being available. And this kid wants to be available. He had the injury, but he wants to play. I think right now, when you're talking about corners in this league, you talk about the Richard Shermans, you talk about the Darrell Revis, you better start talking about Hayden. He's one of those guys. He's going to be there for a long time. I think he's a special corner. I think, again, it goes back to him being technique sound, which he is. And have an athleticism, and he wants to make plays on the ball. There's no fear with this kid. And I used to tell my corners, I played with some of the best, Deion Sanders being one, you know, Larry Brown, Kevin Smith, played with a lot of good corners. When we break the huddle, they go out there on the edge, and Deion Sanders used to call it the Autobahn. And if you're going to get out there on the Autobahn, you better have some confidence. And that's what I like about Hayden. There's no fear to his game. He gets beat on a play, he's back up the next play, forgets about it, and goes to the next play. He's a guy that can make this entire secondary a better secondary in the future, so they got to build around him.
Yeah, like your thoughts on that, because I think all of us here are looking for that, just that that breakout stamp season that Hayden does exactly what you're talking about. Darren Woodson, my guest, here for a couple of more minutes from ESPN. Darren, because he's so much in, you know, Ray Horton's already said he's going to turn T.J. Ward, this very physical, hard-hitting free safety, into somewhat like I was just mentioning, you play. He's going to be a hybrid linebacker. He's going to be up around the line of scrimmage. He's going to be expected to make plays, get after the quarterback once in a while. Now, his coverage skills have been the area that maybe has, certainly needed more polish, but when you look at T.J. Ward, do you see someone that could be able to maybe fulfill the same type of role that Troy Polamalu fulfills for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, you know, this is T.J.'s fourth year.
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, you expect him in the second, third year especially, you expect the transition for the safety position, the guy to become a better football player and totally get it and be more cerebral on the football field. I think the one thing he does have is he has Ray Horton in his corner, who's a secondary coach at heart, and who really understands the game from that safety position. So if we're expecting to see T.J. Ward to be a different player, it's going to be this year. It's definitely going to be this year. And I expect that, and I'm sure T.J. does himself. I think one thing you've seen over the past is you've seen him be more of a one-dimensional player. You know, good run defense come up, he'll bang you. He will absolutely bang you in the running game. And that's his strength. The one thing I would like to see is his growth in coverage as far as one-on-one coverage. If we can see that growth in this guy, hey, listen, we're going to be talking about him along with Hayden on the outside. Is two young players that play at an elite level. And that's when you're playing the safety position, especially in this defense, you are the quarterback of this defense. Mm-hmm. And a lot of players feed off those big hits that T.J. Ward has. If he could become that playmaker that they expect him to be, I'm not saying that I don't expect him to be a Troy Polamalu, because I don't think he has that much free reign as Polamalu. And Polamalu takes a ton of chances. But you can feed off of his big play ability, and he has the potential for that. So that's what I'm looking for him. Hey, you don't have to have 15 sacks on the season. I'm not expecting that, or 10 interceptions, but making plays on the ball when there needs to be a big play made. He has that capability.
Mm. Yeah, looking forward, because as we know, Darren Woodson, the other two spots now, and that's where I get the sense from you, too, that this is going to be a lot about Ray Horton in terms of his stylings, his teachings, because after Hayden on the one corner and Ward at free safety, you got a job open on the corner opposite Hayden, and you got a free safety spot open as well, that young players seemingly are going to get a chance to show Ray Horton that they can play in this league.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. It's about competition. I mean, we talked yesterday about the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback position, and the question was, should Kelly make the decision on who should be the quarterback right now? No. I mean, hey, let these guys compete.
Yeah.
Slug it out. And the cream of the crop's going to show itself. And it's the same thing with the Cleveland Browns secondary. Hey, let these guys fight it out during training camp, and we're going to see who the guy is in the tough, tough situations, who's going to rise to the occasion. And that's what you want. That's what I love to see in the NFL, straight-up competition Monday through Friday, and it has to happen every week of the season. That's what Pete Carroll's doing up in Seattle. They're competing every day. Let's see that happen in Cleveland and see who rises to the top.
Yeah, two names, young guys, I want you to keep your eyes and ears open for, Darren, and then when the season begins, we'll get back to it. Tashaun Gibson, second-year kid who's going to get a shot at free safety. You remember the kid out of Stanford, Johnson Batamosi? He made his name on special teams last year, and now he's got a shot. He's going to get in the mix, too, so keep watching for him because I want to get your breakdown as we get into the preseason.
All right, I'll be watching Batamosi for sure. That was number 37. I got him.
You got him. There he is.
All right.
Darren Woodson, you're the best, man. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And again, I meant that sincerely. If NFL fans did not like your style and the way you played the game aggressively, then they didn't like defensive football. So I really appreciate your time, my man, and we'll talk to you again as we get the season rolling, okay?
No problem, bro. No problem, Mike. Take care now.
We'll talk to you soon. Darren Woodson, everybody. I really love. I mean, listen, again, truthfully, physically, nobody better. He mentioned Roy Williams, who followed him in that Dallas Cowboys secondary, but they all, Jimmy Johnson, of course, the head coach, and playing for Dave Campo. So a thrill to talk to Darren Woodson. Don't you go away. Hey, there's a lot more Cleveland Browns Daily coming up. We'll get back at it with you in a moment. Still got to get your thoughts. You can tweet at the show, at Michael Regai. Questions, ideas, thoughts, all of that coming up. Cleveland Browns Daily returns in a moment.
Thinking of buying a used vehicle? Think certified pre-owned at Liberty Ford. Liberty's certified pre-owned Fords guarantee peace of mind with benefits like a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, a detailed multi-point inspection, 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. Plus, right now, save with rates as low as 0.9%. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Browns fans unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with a 3-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game days at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Hey, you, with the chronic back pain, do you keep waking up with a stiff back? Does it hurt most when you're trying to rest it? It may not be anything you did to your back. It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can also affect other joints. Hard on your back? And hard to say. I mean, ankylosing spondylitis? That's a mouthful. So I propose you just call me AS. You know, achy spine. Annoyingly stiff or awfully stubborn, whatever I'm known as, you'll want to know more.
Could your recurring back pain be AS? Go to asbackpain.com and take a short quiz to find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis. Hard to say, but easy to find out about. It's all at asbackpain.com.
So remember my name, ankylosing spondylitis, even if you can't say it.
Take the free back pain quiz at asbackpain.com, then talk to your doctor. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey Cleveland, it's Matt Wilhelm for Sunnyside Audi. As a member of OSU's last national championship team and Super Bowl championship team, I know how important it is to surround yourself with a winning team that performs at a high level. That's why I choose Sunnyside Audi. They're Cleveland's only 6-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer and the top-ranked sales satisfaction dealer in the U.S. Not to mention their sales and service staff has over combined 150 years of experience. Sunnyside Audi, off I-71 in Middleburg Heights. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside or Sunnyside Audi. Audi.com.
Kenny Rota here to tell you about Bullseye Activewear. If you're looking for uniforms for your baseball or softball teams, give the guys at Bullseye Activewear and Promotions a call. They offer custom screen printing and embroidery at their Brunswick facility, and they can handle any project from the simple to the complex, from one shirt to 100,000. They offer innovative promotions, on-time deliveries, and competitive pricing. For more info, follow them on Facebook, head to BullseyeActivewear.com or call 330-220-1720.
Hi, this is Pat Perry, president of ERC. If you're interested in a better health insurance program, consider ERC Health. ERC Health has saved Ohio companies over $120 million over the past 7 years. Plus, we offer employees $5 co-pays, free fitness club memberships, on-site wellness coaches, and much more. If you have over 50 employees and are looking for great rates and a program that your employees will really love, check out ERCHealth.com. That's ERCHealth.com.
Now, the station that talks the most Browns carries the Browns.
They give to Richardson. He's cutting near side. 25, cut back. He's got more to the 20. He's to the 15. 10, 5, touchdown. Boy, do my ribs feel better.
Your new home for Cleveland Browns football.
Yes, they do.
It's ESPN 850, WKNR.
This is Doug Deacon. Your new home for Cleveland Browns football is ESPN 850, WKNR. As we get you back for the final couple of minutes of Cleveland Browns Daily on this Tuesday afternoon, certainly hope you enjoyed the conversations with Browns rookie Barkevious Mingo and the five-time Pro Bowler of the Dallas Cowboys, Darren Woodson. For the final couple of minutes, we want to get back into your thoughts, ideas, questions, comments. Ask Vic on Twitter, at Michael Regai. Scott Wilson 1964 tweets at the show and asks me, do you think Owen Marisic is going to be able to handle the blocking schemes of this offense? I'm not seeing it. Thank you for the question, Scott. Yeah, Owen Marisic is certainly going to have to show this coaching staff that he belongs on this football team. Now, when you look at his role as primarily a blocking fullback, I don't know really how many repetitions and opportunities that position would get when you look at 75 to 80 plays of offense. I've kind of got a feeling that Chris Obanaya might have an opportunity to double down and be used in somewhat of the traditional fullback role, possibly either in offset with Trent Richardson in the backfield. And because Obanaya is a pretty good blocker and can handle, as we know, the pass-catching capabilities that the position requires. So Owen Marisic, he's going to be under the gun. Going to be under the gun to make this football team, and it's up to Owen. I mean, he's going to have to show that he is adept at catching the football out of the backfield. He has not shown that his first 2 years with the Cleveland Browns. So, Scott Wilson, we appreciate that question from you. About going to do it again. We certainly appreciate all the efforts of Barkevious Mingo today at the AFC Rookie Symposium. Love our conversation with Darren Woodson about this Browns secondary. Obviously, our tremendously capable producer, Dave DiNatale, without whom the show would not be possible. For Vic Carucci, I'm Michael Regg. I hope you enjoyed it, everybody. Don't forget, tomorrow, Wednesday, we get right back at it right here at 6 o'clock. Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR. Till then, for all the aforementioned, have a great Tuesday night, everybody. We'll see you Wednesday on Cleveland Browns Daily.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.